Trevor. First things first, what a performance. Congratulations, Galway are Connacht champions.
Cheers, thanks a million. It's a great feeling. We won it last year up against Mayo. Different feeling this year. Winning against just an incredible Roscommon team. We never underestimated them. We had tactics developed for them, so give them 100% utmost respect. But we've been out in every weather condition since November trialing, right to here. So you could see today the girls have been well prepared and they were resilient, and even the girls that came off and came onto the bench, it was an incredible showing. So, but I'd like to say well done to Roscommon as well. Fabulous showing there in the first half, and really put us under pressure.
Before we talk about the scores, which obviously would dominate the headlines, one thing I noticed before the match that I wrote down is you trusted your players to show their own leadership. You left them to their own devices to get themselves ready for the start of the match. They looked organised on their own and they got themselves in position and were ready to do the job.
100%. We have 30 leaders out on the pitch, but we have designated leaders who call the shots out there. So once they step on the line there, it's over to them, and we have incredible leaders this year. It just goes to show the standard of juvenile football in Galway. You know, the next 10 years is going to be very good. Usually at this age group, some of them will filter off, but over the last 2 years, you can see real warriors there, and that's what you need as leaders on the pitch. We can't be telling them what to do all the time. They need to pull the strokes on the pitch, and that's what they did brilliantly.
And even in defence there as well, I know Roscommon got in behind you in a couple of occasions and had an early chance they didn't take and eventually got their goal, but even your defenders, they broke ball down, they profited from mistakes from Roscommon, moved the ball quickly up to attack. Like, you were pushing up, applying pressure when you felt you were on the front foot.
100%. We even in the challenge games, we started to see fairly lively that we had a really a defence that were hungry to keep scores down, but you don't know. You probably saw there in the first 50 minutes they were kicking ball over, so you adapt your style where our initial sweeper was in midfield, we had to put her into the back. That's more respect to Roscommon that they were catching us out in that first half, but we've really leaders in the back there. As you saw, Ciara there is our captain, number 3 from Carlisle Strand. She's an absolute warrior, as are everything from the goalkeeper right through 1 to 30.
And the impact of the benches you mentioned there as well. I won't go through all the players now, Trevor, because we won't have time. In fairness, it was that good a day. First to player of the match, Ruby Maguire. She was involved in the opening point of the game, worked her socks, drew off, and before you took her off, she got the goal that she deserved.
100%. She just keeps on working. She's an athletics background. She'll run all day for you. But the one thing, she's underestimated. You know, as an opposition, you'll see her and you'll underestimate her to your detriment. And you've seen today, you know, we took her off, but she could have kept going for another, 30 minutes.
Chloe Flynn, 4 goals. You know, got the fourth one just early in the second half as well. Any chance of Roscommon coming back was ended with that.
Yeah, I think it was Ellie.
Ellie got a hat-trick too, but Chloe Flynn scored 4 goals.
Chloe Flynn, funny story about Chloe, she's just after coming back from a broken arm. So Chloe is a fabulous player, and it was great to see her bag those goals today. I'd like to shout out just a special thanks to the LGFA. They've been tremendous. The Galway LGFA have been tremendous, backing us all over the last 6 months. My fabulous set of coaches there. A bit too long to name all of them, but they're a fabulous set of coaches to work with. And the girls mentioned it there. Every day we go to training, we do a bit of hard work, but it's all fun. And we're delighted with the result here today on the pitch.
Of course, that goal I was talking about was your second goal of the second half, and Chloe Flynn made it 6-3 to 1-2 as well. No, you're right, because it was Ellie Harty O'Brien on the pitch gets a goal. And then she wasn't leaving that pitch without her own hat-trick.
No. And as you can see, no more than herself from Ruby, she's quick on the ball. She's a soccer background. And if you let her go, it's over. But she played fabulous as well today. But you saw there the depth in the bench that we have to spring on, and that'll serve us well in the All-Ireland series, which starts on May 4th, where we'll face the Platinum A series group players now. So we're looking forward to that day. That'll be 3 games across the day, probably in heat like this, but as you've seen there from the bench, we'll be well prepared for it.
Yeah, of course, as I mentioned, I was losing track of the substitutions at the end. They're going to the officials to keep up on top of it. I know I said 3 players, but I have to mention Levisha Keane as well. She got a goal from a free earlier on, was involved in other goals, and also memories of 66. She rattled the crossbar dropping down the line,
and you probably heard me on the line there. I was looking for VAR technology. I thought I'd got over myself, but she got 2 ticks in the first half, so we had to mind her. We switched her from midfield up front, and as you can see there, she cut serious damage and she minded herself. But she's a fabulous player. She was the captain from last year, she was in midfield last year when we took on Mayo, so she's a double Connacht champion now at under 14. So it's an incredible story for Levisha.
Trevor, Trevor, before I let you go, you mentioned, of course, the All-Ireland series starts in a couple of weeks' time, and no doubt Galway will be in there trying to make an impact what way they end up. This evening, no doubt, there'll be a few celebrations for these players, and rightfully so, after a performance like that.
Yeah, and you probably saw me during the game, myself and the coaches, even though we were up, we kept using the word, you know, reset and focus. We'll be refocusing. We've, you know, accomplished a fantastic thing, the double here in Connacht, after Mayo had won it for 4 years in a row. Last year, we took that five in a row off them, that mantle. So we're just going to push on, focus, reset, back on training now on Thursday, and there's a big fail at the weekend in Galway, so fingers crossed there's no big injuries there.
Yeah, you mentioned push on a few times there as well. You'd be glad to see how your substitutes did push on, because they all want to put their hand up and get in the starting 15.
As the captain said when she came off, it's going to be hard to pick a 15 for the All-Ireland series, so I'll leave it with that, Darren.